I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Economic hardship plagues believers in Iran, while refugee kids around the world hope for a better day. I'll unpack both of these headlines and more in just a few minutes. If you're looking to find your place in the story, we'll point you in the right direction. First, Iran is reeling. Protests have already raged against hyperinflation and the dire economic crisis, and recent U.S.-Iran tensions only irritated the situation further. As Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA puts it, life is difficult for every Iranian.
It's a country that is facing hyperinflation, high unemployment rate. Basic food items have grown too expensive for the average person. And so many people are just eating bread and cheese. They are literally just getting by, subsisting.
For Christians, this economic turmoil presents its own unique problems. When protests started in December, they centered around gas prices.
Literally, you know, you wake up the next door in the day and they say, oh, hey, by the way, gas just tripled in price today. And also, you can only buy a certain number of gallons. There's a ration system in place.
That means ministries that rely on cars and vans to reach communities around the country can't afford to work in all of the same areas. They're simply too far away, and gas is too expensive.
What they're saying is, pray for us. Pray that we'll be faithful to Christ in spite of persecution.
Check out the Voice of the Martyrs 2020 Global Prayer Guide to learn how you can specifically pray for Iran. Next, the coronavirus is making travel to China difficult, but John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says,
we continue to feel that it should not deter us from our commitment to provide God's word there and to get the gospel to the people of China.
Podaiti points to what the ministry has accomplished in the past as inspiration to forge ahead.
God's opened some doors for us to work there, and we have been blessed to be able to provide over 300,000 Gospels of John each year, another 15,000 to 20,000 Bibles, New Testaments and study Bibles each year.
While the coronavirus is a serious illness, the common flu has claimed far more lives. Most of the danger comes from how little scientists know about it. Budaiti says the Chinese church still has needs, and this is a bad time to forget about them.
We have a trip planned to China in April, and at this point, even though we're monitoring the situation, as I mentioned, we intend to go as we have planned and provide that support to the Christians and to the church in China, to the body of Christ, and also to equip them with God's word so they can get active and involved in evangelizing and sharing the message, the good news of Jesus Christ with their neighboring Chinese people.
And our last story takes place in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Now, in biblical times, a valley with a similar name meant sorrow as pilgrims made their way to Jerusalem. Bekaa Valley today takes on the meaning of loss as it hosts over 1 million Syrian refugees, and over 400,000 of them are children who've had their education and futures snatched away. Tent Schools International's Rowan Haddad says that's why they started Schools That Heal.
Schools That Heal means creating healthy spiritual atmosphere that are emotionally healing. Next to education.
Where tents become schools and laptops windows to learning, teachers become the hands and feet of Christ as they reach these traumatized kids.
It's healing for the pain, confusion, and the loss of family and friends. Healing for the sense of hopelessness and even thoughts of suicide among young people.
Schools That Heal students learn the value of confidence, self-control, and the ability to communicate with those around them. And that's a huge step, considering all they've experienced to get to the Valley of Sorrow. And ultimately,
we are hoping our students will know they are loved and valued by God.
If you want to be part of the solution, we'll connect you to prayer and giving needs at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab on our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.